新年快乐。
Good morning, happy Chinese New Year.
My name is, for those of you who don't know, my name is Wendy Jin.
那些不认识我的，我的名叫 Wendy.
I came here about a year and a half ago to work for Cerner Healthcare System.
大概在一年半前，我来到这 Kansas City 为Cerner 公司工作。
But prior to that, I was born and raised in Tucson, Arizona.
我是在Tucson 亚利桑那州长大。
So I grew up in a church called the Tucson Chinese Baptist Church.
我是在Tucson 华人浸信会教会里面长大的。
And this morning I would like to share with you a little bit about a mission trip that me and my church went on over the Christmas break this past year.
在今天早上我想与你分享在上个圣诞节我跟我的教会去纽奥林的一个宣教旅程。
And my hope is that this morning you can see how God was able to move through the hearts of the people that we met in New Orleans, as well as the people at our church that came to serve.
我希望在今天早上与你们分享神在纽奥林他们生活中的运行，而且在那些我教会去那边侍奉的人当中，他神的存在。
And I guess to just give you a little bit of history, I accepted Christ at my church when I was about 13 years old.
给你们一点背景，我大概在13岁的时候，在我的教会接受了主。
But it wasn't for many years later until I really could feel or see God's presence in my life.
可是是到一在比较久之后，我才才感觉到神在我生命中的存在。
Although I had attended Sunday school and like Bible studies and fellowship my whole life, it wasn't until I started to serve Him through the giving of my time that He really met me.
虽然我从小就有去教会，有上主日学跟有聚会，可是是一直到我侍奉我时间的时候，我才真正的遇见了神。
And one of the ways that He has met me in my spiritual life is through my work that we've done in my church for missions.
在有一项就是在我灵性方面，他是在当我在宣教工作有侍奉的时候，神真正的祝福了我。
Specifically, home missions.
特别是在本地宣教工作方面。
And for as long as I can remember, God has always placed in my heart a burden to help others, and I think my pastor could see that when I was really young, so he tried to get me to come on these home missions, as he would call it.
我从小就有这一个负担，想在宣教跟特别是在宣教方面有一个帮助别人。而我的牧师从小就看到我有这个负担，就鼓励我参与这些工作。
And when most people think of missions, it's something that we go abroad for overseas too.
很多人想说宣教是要到外地去的。
However, my church kind of saw it a little differently. That not only that we should go overseas to reach the lost, but to also serve outside our comfort zone or community.
可是我教会觉得说，不单只是要去到海外宣教，而且也是要在我们自己的社会里面，只是不在我们舒适环境以外来宣教。
And this is what he likes to call as home missions.
所以他们想说，就在他的英文字是 home mission， 我们翻译成本地宣教。
And this past year, our church felt really deep, very deeply for New Orleans when Katrina hit.
在去年当飓风 Katrina 临到纽奥林的时候，我们的教会有深深的感受到。
And mostly every year, we usually go to the Native American Indian Reservation to serve about for a week during Christmas in the summer for our missions.
通常我们普通时候，我们大多数会去印第安人的保留区，去那边侍奉他们。大概在圣诞节或者是夏天的时候去一个星期。
But this year, our church felt a real calling to adopt a church in New Orleans to see what kind of help that we can be an assistance for.
可是去年的时候，我们的教会觉得有一个呼召要去帮助在纽奥林的一些教会。
So my pastor went through the North American Mission Board, and we were assigned another Chinese Baptist church there called the New Orleans Baptist or New Orleans Chinese Baptist Church.
所以我的教会就联络了北美的宣教部门，他们就安排了我们与在纽奥林的一个华人浸信会联络。
And when my pastor had contacted the pastor at that church to ask what help he needed, he asked that we would spiritually rebuild, help to rebuild their church.
当我们的牧师问他们那边的牧师有什么需要帮助的时候，他们要求我们帮他们重建他们的灵命。
In addition, he asked us to help with a couple of work projects, which included rebuilding a fence that was destroyed during the hurricane.
而且他们也要求我们帮助他们重建他们的围墙是在飓风的时候被拆毁了。
As well as building a playground that the kids could play on.
而且帮忙建设一个游戏场，叫小孩子可以在那儿玩耍。
And to help the parents, our church decided to run a week-long day camp where the kids could pretty much spend the whole day with us from morning until evening, so that it would free up the time for the parents to be able to fix up their houses or do whatever they needed to do to start their lives again in New Orleans.
为了帮助那边的父母亲，我们决定举办一个假日营，就是从早上一直到傍晚，这样父母就有时间来做他们该做的事情，安排他们的事项。
And although I had gone on quite a number of mission trips as I was growing up, I think this one was the most had a lot of the most uncertainty.
虽然我从小就去了很多不同的宣教旅程，可是这一次是有最多疑问的旅程。
And I felt like I had to really depend on God for strength and courage to know how to meet the needs of these people.
我觉得我真的很需要依赖神，来从他而得知他们的需要和怎么样去服侍他们。
Because not only were we going someplace very different, but we were going for very different reasons and circumstances.
不单只是我们去的地方是很不一样，而且那个环境也很不相同。
For instance, we weren't given a lot of information to help prepare us to know how to meet the needs of this church.
而且在去之前，我们也没有很多的资料，不懂怎么样去应付他们的需要。
We only knew that many of the families had lost their homes and were starting all over again.
我们只知道有很多的家庭，他们失去了他们的房子，而要重新开始。
Many of the kids had been switching from school to school.
很多小孩子是还在转校当中。
And some had been going to school as far as Houston and had just come back.
而且有些才是从刚刚从外州 Houston 转回来纽奥林。
And God was probably the least of their concerns.
而且神在他们的计划当中可能是最小的事项了。
And this is quite true, as the pastor later told us that they had once had a regular congregation of about 200 to 300 people that regularly attended.
而且那牧师跟我们分享说，在飓风之前，他们的聚会大概有200到300人。
But it has been about 3 to 4 months since the hurricane, and only about a handful of the congregation had come back.
可是，在飓风发生三到四个月后，他们的聚会还只有一小部分的人回来。
So I guess we had to pray a lot about what we needed to do at this church.
所以当时我们就很迫切的祷告。
Originally, I was in charge of doing the crafts and the games for the kids and also the young people.
起初我是负责为那个少年组跟小孩子的手工活动。
As we went through the camps, we felt more of a calling that I should help more with the youth.
可是，在当我们举办那个营的当中，我们觉得说我真的是需要帮忙那青年组。
Which consisted mostly of high school all the way through college.
大概大多数都是从中学一直到大学。
The very first day we started on Monday, just after Christmas Day, and we had about 30 kids. 30 kids.
我们第一天的营是在圣诞节后的第一个星期一，然后那一天大概有30个少年来。
And one young adult, okay.
然后和一个青少年。
We found though that after talking with that student that many of the young adults or young children and young youth did not like to wake up early in the morning.
Oh, 然后 跟他那一个青少年交谈过后我们发现到很他们很多青少年跟大学生都不喜欢太早了，因为他们都想赖床。
So to accommodate this, we decided to have a session or a camp for all the kids and then have the work projects, which we'd work on the fence in the afternoon and then work with the young, the youth after dinner.
为了适应他们的时间表，我们就安排了早上是给小孩子的，然后下午的时间是为了重建工作，然后到傍晚的时候是给青少年。
I think once we did that, we had a lot more youth attend.
当我们有这样的安排的时候，我们有更多的青少年来参加我们的聚会。
I think by Monday evening and by Tuesday, we had about 20 youth attend.
大概在星期一的傍晚的时候跟星期二我们大概有20个青少年参加我们的聚会。
And as I was talking with the youth, I had expected that these kids had very similar backgrounds to us.
起初我以为他们这些青少年会跟我们很相似。
I kind of expected to see kids that were, I guess, maybe more, like maybe a little bit spiritually discouraged.
我遇到他们可能只是在灵性方面可能有一点颓丧。
But I thought that they would be pretty eager to learn about the Word of God or want to talk about what had happened with Katrina.
我是想说他们可能是想热切认识神，或者是想了解为什么 Katrina 会发生。
So after discussing with the teachers, we decided to study the book of Genesis or study Joseph in the book of Genesis.
所以在跟那边的老师商量安排之后，我们觉得我们需要查经查考创世纪约瑟的故事。
Because Joseph had encountered a lot of circumstances that he couldn't control.
因为约瑟有碰到很多事项，他是不能控制的。
But through it all, he trusted God, and God blessed him for it.
可是，在那些环境之中，他还是相信神，而神也因此赐福给他。
However, as we went through the sessions, we found that the kids were not so much interested in learning about Joseph as they were in just being around their friends and talking and playing games with each other.
可是过后我发现这些小孩子不是很有兴趣认识神或者了解或者是学约瑟的故事，他们只是想在自己当中跟自己的一群朋友交谈和游玩。
They had accepted that Katrina had happened, but were more focused on themselves.
他们接受了飓风发生的事实，而且把注意力转在他们自己的身上。
They weren't so concerned with how it had affected others, or even why God allowed such a thing to happen.
他们不是很关注为什么在发生在别人身上的事情，也不是很关注为什么 Katrina 发生。
In addition, they weren't always the most considerate or respectful people.
再加上他们也不是很周到，也不是很为别人着想或尊重别人。
As we talked to them, they weren't as open to us, and I guess they would talk and we would talk and such.
而且跟他们交谈的时候，他们好像也不是很愿意与我们交谈。当我们跟他们交谈时，他们会在我们讲话的时候讲话。
And then when working on work projects, they weren't so keen on helping as they were just to chat with each other.
当我们在做重建工作的时候，他们也不是很热忱，只是忙着于跟他们自己的朋友交谈。
And even though it was their church, it was kind of like we had to tell them how to help their church or how to work on the projects and what to do.
虽然这是他们的教会，而反而是我们得跟他们讲说要该怎么样去帮助重建工作。
And I guess this was a little bit frustrating because it didn't seem that they cared to see what God was doing in their lives or how God wanted to change them.
所以我觉得有一点烦，因为就好像他们根本不在乎神在他们生命里面的工作，而神在他们生命里面的位置。
And the more I started talking, then the more frustrated I got.
我在越跟他们交谈，我自己越烦。
But I think as I got more frustrated, I started to pray.And it was at that time that I feel that God met me there.
就在当我在正烦的时候，我就开始跟神祷告。我就觉得就是在那时候，神真的与我相约相见。
He put in my heart that I needed to really humble myself before Him because He truly loved these kids and the people here in New Orleans. And in order for me to be able to reach them, or in order for God to be able to reach them, I needed to love them the same.
他放在我心里就讲，就让我知道说我真的需要在谦卑在他面前，因为他真的爱这些小孩子，而为了让与这些小孩子交通的话，我真的也需要像他这样爱他们。
I was reminded of a verse we learned in my Sunday school class about a month prior.
他就提醒了我一段经节是在一个月前我们在主日学学到的。
Where it says in Romans 12:3, it says, to not think of yourself more highly than you ought, but rather think of yourself with sober judgment in accordance with the measure of faith God has given you.
在罗马书第12章3节说, 我凭着我所赐的恩对你们个人说，不要看你们自己过于所当看的, 要照着神所分给个人信心的大小，看得合乎中道。
Through that verse I learned that, or I was reminded that love needs to be sincere, and that is what God put in my heart for the kids in New Orleans when I started to pray for them.
从那我就学到说爱需要真诚，而这就是神放在我心里面的，当我开始为这些小孩子祷告的时候。
God helped me to see that it wasn't my responsibility to try to change them, but to love them and show them what it really meant to love others and to serve them.
神让我看到改变他们不是我的责任，而我只是需要给予他们爱，而且展示让他们知道怎么样去爱别人。
And I think it was also that I had to live the life that God commanded me to the kids so that they could see it.
而且我也需要活出神所诫命的，这样让他们知道怎么叫做活在神里面。
And with that perspective and with that mindset, I felt I was better able to talk to them because I wasn't necessarily there not only to be their friends, but to serve them, to find out what their needs were, and to meet them.
因为有这样的心态的话，我就比较能与他们交谈，因为我不是真的需要与他们做朋友，可是是为了侍奉他们，而为了发现他们到底需要什么。
God's only command was for us to love them the way that He loves them, and to plant the seed, and to allow God to make it, let it grow.
神唯一的诫命只是要我们爱他们，就像他爱他们一样，而且撒了一个种，这样神就能让它生长。
It was after I realized this that I really saw God move through the young people as well as the workers.
当我了解这件事情之后，我才真正看到神在他们的生命里面运行。
God opened the young people's hearts to us as the week went by, and they were more willing to share with us what they were feeling, especially how they felt about Katrina.
神那时候敞开了那青少年的心，向着我们，让我们能与他们交通，能从他们分享，知道他们对 Katrina 真正的感受。
And it was through their sharing that I believe God opened the doors for us to really serve them and pray for them.
是从他们的分享当中，神真的是让我们知道他们的需要，该怎么样侍奉他们和为他们祷告。
One of the main differences between, I think, this mission trip and others that I've gone is that we couldn't see the direct results of us being there.
这个宣教旅程和其他的不同的是，我们不能真正看到直接的反应。
What I mean by that is that no one really made a profession of faith and no one really made a recommitment of their faith.
没有人真正的说他们相信主或者重新决志。
But I think God reminded us that our success on serving Him or even on mission trips is not determined by how many people are saved necessarily.
可是我想神提醒了我们，一个宣教旅程的成功不是在乎于多少人得救。
But whether or not God was glorified through it. And if the sole purpose for us to come out to New Orleans was to serve God, then God would use it for His glory. And for God does not look at the outward appearances of our works.
而且神不是看于我们的外表。
But on the hearts of the people.
可是是看人的内心。
And although we can't see those hearts necessarily, God can.
虽然我们看不到内心，可是神可以。
And I think God can use that to further His kingdom.
而且神能用这样，使可以继续他的国度。
In Ephesians 3:20 it states, Now to Him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to His power that is at work within us.
在以弗所书3:20说，神能照着运行在我们心里的大能，充充足足地成就一切，超过我们所求所想的。
And I think that really spoke to me in that it, when we come to God with an open heart and an open mind and a sincere heart, that God will bless it.
那真的是对我说, 当我们能来到神面前, 有一个敞开的心, 而且有一个真诚的心, 神就会运用它。
I think by serving and doing something for the sole purpose to further His kingdom is really a great experience for any one of us to encounter.
所以我认为说, 当我真的是, 真诚地侍奉他, 而为了再扩建他的国度, 这是一个每个人所应该, 当得很好的,
I found that when we come before God and pray for His people and for His work to be done, that God will bless it and use it.
而且我也发现到, 当我们来到神面前, 为了他的名和他的工作祷告的话, 神也会祝福那个工作跟祷告。
One of the greatest blessings that I found on this trip was that God not only worked in the lives of the people in New Orleans, but also in the people that came to serve Him.
而且我发现到在这旅程当中, 神不只是在那纽奥林人生活上有运行, 而且是在我们那些去侍奉他的人生活上也有工作。
And this experience reminded me that God calls us to not to just do missions overseas, but to be able to serve God right where we are.
而这经历也提醒了我, 神叫我们, 做宣传的工作不只是在国外, 也是要在我们当地, 在我们所在的环境当中。
Even in Matthew it says that God commands us to go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
而且在马太福音他也提醒了我们, 所以你们要去, 使万民做我的门徒, 奉父子圣灵的名, 给他们施洗。
My church at home reminds me a lot of this church here in Kansas City.
我在家的教会也很像这里的教会。
I think that's why I was kind of drawn to this church.
所以我被这边的教会所吸引了。
In the sense that there's a lot of families that come and serve here.
就比如说有很多家庭会在这里一起侍奉。
And each person brings a different gift to the table.
而且不同的人也带着不同的恩赐。
And through those different gifts, we are able to serve together as one family.
因为这些不同的恩赐, 我们能在一起, 成为一个家庭来, 大家庭来服侍神。
And on this mission trip, of the 15 people that went, we brought a lot of different gifts to the table as well.
在这次宣教工作, 大概有15个人, 我们也带着不同的恩赐去。
Some of the members work specifically in the kitchen to help prepare the food for all of the workers and students.
有些是专在厨房里面服侍, 为着, 同工跟那些学生准备, 饮食。
While others worked with the children.
而有些是, 帮忙带小孩子。
And some specifically to help with the work projects.
而有些是为着重建的工作。
But in the end, we came together as one body and one family to serve God.
可是到最终我们是成为一体, 在神的家庭里面一起服侍。
It was something that God, I think, really blessed and honored.
这真的是, 神, 真的有祝福这样的工作。
And it was a true encouragement to be able to serve together and grow together as we did.
而且是一个很好的鼓励, 让我们能一起服侍, 一起侍奉和一起成长。
As it is a blessing to serve in this church.
就好像在这教会能侍奉一样, 也是一个祝福。
And it is my prayer that we will use the gifts that God has given us to be able to serve in whatever ministry that God has called us.
我的祷告就是说, 我们能用神所给我们的恩赐, 在我们所在的地方来服侍他。
Whether it is here or overseas.
不管是在这儿或者是在海外,
or in our jobs.
或者是在你们工作岗位上。
Thanks.
谢谢。